to take out that thorn. Now when you think about Baba, when you remember him, when you love him, what happens? All these impressions, those impressions which are not required, means all the impressions, gradually, you know, they are wiped out gradually. First, the grossness of those impressions. Then afterward, same impression, they remain in subtle form. Then they are also wiped out, the subtlety of the subtle impressions. Then they become mental. And then afterwards, those mental impressions are also wiped out. Here in the manifestation, you know, about that, I had given different similes, just like the seed, and then afterwards, when you go back, you know, it is just nothing, you know, that seed, you know, the plant comes out, and then it is cut, and afterwards, what you find, you know, nothing but empty thing. So many things I had given in the manifestation. All those similes, and only, now I think that everything should be just original form, only English should be changed, and nothing else, and this second part is there. So it will give, of course, people will appreciate it. And here in this, the nothing and the everything also, I just want, you know, that whatever is there, if it is not clear somewhere, you ask questions, elaborate it. But such change should not be there. If it is required, then it should be in the form of supplementary. But when it is changed, you know, the whole thing is just becomes different. Not that it is not good, but that is not from me. The way I want to present, it becomes quite different, you know.
That reminds me, I did make a couple notes about the form of this text. At the end of the infinite intelligence section, there's a few stories, analogies. And there's one story about seven groves of trees and birds in the groves that eat the previous bird. And then the next one is about seven fishes eating the smaller fish. But there's a period of 7 years between each, when the fish goes and the birds go. What is that period?
Really speaking, you know, this is just in order to understand in the story form, there is nothing but seven is 700,000 years, you know, from one farm to another, one kingdom to another, it takes 700,000 years. So in that, I don't know whether it is given in that story of two kings.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably.
Yes.
I think I remember
that. So that is 700,000 years. It requires, you know, to go from one kingdom to another kingdom.
And between the planes too?
No, planes, of course, when you enter into plane, of course, so much time is not required because this is all grass world. So there are a long time is required. But in planes, of course, no.
Okay. And, okay, now then, the third section is the 88 short Bhava stories. And I wondered, what about some of the stories
that
are
exiled? But what I say, that even if stories are taken in other book, there is nothing wrong. You know, here stories, even if they are repeated, what is wrong in it? Nothing.
Yeah, okay. The one that was
exiled
was Chandji's story. I think there was more than one, but yeah, it was... There were several I saw that had been given to us in the manifestation.
Okay. But I don't think that even these stories are repeated. On the contrary, of course, in the other books also, if they get certain things, you know, then...
But then at the end of the story, they'll give it a comment,
yeah,
which is not anywhere.
Right. Okay.
As an example, okay, or something else.
Explanation. Okay, and then the fourth section, it's probably not really a section, but there's nine articles.
Actually, Tom, I wanted to write different articles for this book, one section. But now you just see how occupied I am. So I don't find time. Suppose I get time, and if I am, I cannot promise. But I wanted to write certain articles on different subjects, which are, yes, people ask, and so I just wanted that, but because I don't find time, otherwise I had thought that one section should be on that particular subject, you know, general subject where different things I can think of and write, but no time for that.
Like the one on suicide was very enlightening, detailed. But so that was sort of like the beginning, what you've got. I don't know if
they are
six or
nine.
But from time to time, it's
not because time at all. Well, so you thought of them being kind of at the end of the book, or because I, when I was reading them, I thought, well, at certain places they might be able to be inserted in the infinite intelligence, but I didn't know what, how, you know, the actual structure of the book.
That of course, that you can change, you know, or mission you can change in serial number, whatever you think, you know, that can be changed, but only thing that language-wise, some change, formation you can change, but not altogether different thing. That I allow. But it should form a part of that book, supplementary. Not from my own, but you just give out things, you know, on that basis. Of course, you can adopt and you can just write separately. It may form a part of that book. So, but it should not be from me. That is, you know, why I say like this, that when I am giving something, it should be from me, you know. And if it is not from me, then I have no right, you know, to say that I have written this. That is not proper. That is not proper. So whatever is there, suppose you think that here, you know, something is required, or you want certain explanations, I can give the explanations for that. But still something quite new, if you want, so that if you think that of course people would like such thing, you can have that, but separate part for that.
Well, when Hermes comes, you know, he's the one that I talk to. And if you decide, like we mentioned, if you decide to take some of the parts of what he has put together and insert them in the nothing and everything,
He can do that. He can do that. Yes. And I should suggest that if he does this, then that will be better. Otherwise, this book manifestation will become very, very, very big. So why not in this one chapter, of course, one section will be of that. And that's why I say that if another part is there of this book, that will be quite good thing. But it should be from him. He can say that based upon this book, or based upon talk, or based upon explanations, he can say that, and he has done a very good work, I should say, I appreciate, but only thing that when it is not from me, how can I accept it? That is the only thing, it is not from me. So why not even, he can just have another part based upon this, or based upon explanations, or talks. He can write, and in the beginning, of course, just like manifestation by so and so, when second part comes, he should just give a note that that's all, it will suffice him. Otherwise, it will not be a good thing for me. I am not honest in that. If I don't say that that it should go from him, and if I accept this, that is not honesty. I think that nothing and everything, even for manifestation, so much work was not required. But when he has done it, and it is good, he must have got some inspiration. So why should I discourage him? On the contrary, I appreciate. I appreciate that quite new thing he has written, you know, and it will be useful for the world. So why not, when he has done, I appreciate, and I know how much work he has done, how much time he has devoted, and so I appreciate it, and that's why I permit that even in that very book, second part, you know. Otherwise, suppose I don't like it, how can I allow him in the same book? That is not possible. I would have said that, no, this is not from me, of course, you just print it in your name, publish it in your name. But because I like it, and that's why, in the same book, you know, I say that I have this part, second part.
Okay, I think he'll understand.
No, he is very, very considerate, and of course, he will understand and he will feel happy also. I know him. He's like that, he will not just think that I don't like. No, because I have explained it to him, and I am explaining. And he is very considerate, and he knows there is nothing, and there is nothing for disappointment. Here, you know, in one book, suppose you write one book, and here, you know, David writes, and you just one part and second part you allow in that book, all right, another part, let it be one book. So it means that you like it, that part you like it, and that's why you permit. Otherwise, why should you permit in that same book? Who will permit like this? No, nobody, because it is your work, of course, you know, you just publish it separately. But here, when I am permitting, it means that I like it, and I know that the people, of course, they would like it very much, and that's why I say that in same book, second part, first part and second part. This infinite intelligence, you know, this is the 10%. Up to not this stories, of course, that is one chapter I have included, but this mischievous chicken and then these two kings and infinite intelligence, it forms 10% of the book Baba had written. He told me that it is 10% of that book. So here, you know, in its simplicity, whatever is there, this infinite intelligence is a bit difficult, and that's why I just took first these two kings, so that when people will read these two kings, of course, the infinite intelligence will become easy for them to understand.
Yeah.
Even through this book, you know, I tell you, people will appreciate God speaks. They will be able to understand God speaks better through this book. It is nothing but God speaks in simple form, in story form. So they will be able to understand God speaks better through this book. And it is not only this chapter, Infinite Intelligence, is a bit difficult. Otherwise, these two kings and the mischievous chicken, you find that it is interesting.
Yeah.
And did you include all those notes I had written about Shiva and Parvati and Sati? And in that... about the two kings, explanation about the two kings, that one is infinite consciousness, another is infinite unconsciousness. So, handwriting, but you did not type? But Tom tell Hermes that when he reads and if he wants certain explanation, then of course I will give, because this book here directly given by him, all these points about two kings and mischievous chicken and infinite intelligence given by him, so you know it should be really good, and the simplicity should be there. I don't want that philosophical thing and this and that. Of course, there are many who write so many philosophies, you know. We are not bothered about that. What we have to do with that? It is simple, you know, so that people may be able to understand.
I understood as I was reading, like I said.
Yes. It is simple. And there are, of course, you find that different sisters, just like Father and Son and Holy Ghost. You won't find such explanation anywhere. And here, of course, even the Christians, when they read this, of course, these points are helpful to them. About reincarnation also, they don't understand. They think that reincarnation, but actually reincarnation is in dream. If reincarnation is there, it is in dream, and dream is false. So this is also false. Everything is false. So many things are there, so many points, even according to Hindu mythology, about that Ganesh.
Yeah.
Ganesh, Really speaking, he is the first one, I tell you. Why Hindus, you know, they always worship Ganesh. So, it is just because he is the first one, he is the ancient one, he is the one who comes age after age. Now here Ganesh, you know, just like in the beginning, what is the story? That Shiva, you know, got married with Sati. Now, Sati was there, and then, what is that? Sati's father. Sati's father, that it is there. His father, of course, her father. What happened that he was jealous of Shiva? Why he became jealous of Shiva? Here, just see that this story, how deep it is. Up to this grass plane human form, you know. When Shiva was about to enter Daksha Prajapati, her father's name was Daksha Prajapati, he represents illusion, grass illusion. So here what happens, when Shiva, you know, Shiva was about to enter into subtle world, subtle consciousness. So here the enmity begins. Because illusion does not want that anyone just realize truth, you know. So the enmity was there. Now what happens? Daksha Prajapati invited all the kings. That means all illusory things. But he did not invite Shiva. And Sati, of course, insisted that she should go. She should go there. And Shiva said that don't go, you know, because she was not invited. But she insisted and she went there. When she went there, what happens? That no respect, nothing, she was quite ignored and she felt insulted. So she just jumped in the fire. Now here Sati, that she is also illusion Maya, you know. So what happens? She jumps in the Maya, that means here Shiva, you know, enters into subtle world, that fire, you know. Here the depth of the story is this. Daksha Prajapati, illusion, Sati also illusion, when, and through illusion, of course, medium of illusion, Shiva gets consciousness, progresses, you know. So she jumps in the fire, that means he entered into a subtle world. Now he married another one, Parvati, means the subtle Maya. Grass Maya, of course, finished, you know, he crossed the grass Maya. Now he is in subtle world and experiences subtle Maya. And then after experiencing that, different states are there. And then what happens, you know? Then mental also. Now he is on sixth plane. Sixth plane he is there, you know. And then of course, in subtle world when he experiences, then in mental world when he goes there, a son is born named Ganesh. That means that sun depicts that that consciousness. Now, what happens? The sun is there. And then sixth plane, after sixth plane, what happens? That he cuts the head, you know. And that elephant head, that means Manonas, and elephant head, that universal mind. It is depicted, elephant head depicts the universal mind. That means he experienced himself as God, you know. So all these things, people think Parvati and Ganesh, one and the same. One and the same. Here, Sati, grass Maya, Parvati, subtle Maya, Ganesh, mental, and the same Ganesh now, he is mentally conscious. So then afterwards, when head is cut, universal mind is put, and he realizes himself. And he is the first one, and that's why, here, Hindus, all the Hindus, you know, they worship Ganesh. First, worship to Ganesh. That is the thing. Same thing here in Christian, in the Bible, that story about Adam and Eve. In different form, you know. But same story of the creation is there. In different forms. All these stories, of course, they are helpful, you know, according to the explanation given by Baba. Whether I have elaborated that story about Adam and Eve?
Yeah, it's in there. And the chart too, there's a diagram with Adam and Eve.
All the charts will be charts will be there. And here, just like in the plains also, you find, you know, different names are there. Different names when you experience plains, you know. One name just like Kube, fourth plane, wealth. I don't know whether I have given this book or it is there. Fifth plane, sixth plane, different name. You know. So it is, I should say, it is interesting. And through this book, I am very, very confident that people will be able to understand God speaks better. So this book, of course, the original thing should be maintained. If there is anything required, you know, it should come supplement, or second part of that book. But this should not be just disturbing. Only English or where certain explanation is required, of course, I should be asked and I will give explanation. But this original form should be maintained. And so also for manifestation, I want that the original thing should be maintained. Only English and second part, whatever Hermes has written, good work, it will form the second part.
The only thing about the first part of the Mirabal Manifest is that when Hermes had it and started working with it, he gave it the initial form because there was all those, some were takes from talks and some were typed out and he put it together. So when he comes, you might talk to him about what form you'd like to see the first part in, if you want it to be seven chapters or whatever.
No, but seven seals, what seven. He has written, it is all right. Here, first part, of course, the formation, here, this article, that article, if you just, formation, if you change, there is nothing. I have no objection for that. Yes. And the stories and simile is different. If children's book is written, you know, same thing, if it is given in the children's book, that is not wrong. It does not mean that that thing should be excluded from this. Because then, of course, you can't understand it properly. All these similes I have given, that thing, you know, just like about that barber and this and that and washerman, such articles, of course, they are not there. They are not there. And different thing is there, quite different. It will take time for the people to understand. But when they read this, then they will appreciate that, which he has written. They will appreciate that and they will get, they will be able to understand more. So first part, this should be their second part. You can include that one.